Now, did you ever see a man and his wife walking down the street, maybe with a bunch of kids hanging around him? You say, my goodness, they sure got a passel of kids.
Got a bunch of them.
Yeah, a bunch of kids. Okay. You ever hear the word passel used?
Yeah, I've heard passel of kids.
Did you ever hear folks maybe refer jokingly to their kids like they talk about, got a couple of heads, you know, like they were talking about lettuce or something like that?
I don't call them kids. Or youngins.
Yeah, youngins. I got
children. Just any kind of names for them.
I got five head or five heads.
No, I never have a couple of heads.
Okay. All right. The outside of an ear of corn you call a
shuck.
Shuck. Okay. And what? Now the corn that was good enough to eat, you say that was what?
That was the great corn that you made out of it. Or Rosnier, whatever. My husband wanted.
Rosnier.
Rosnier, yeah. That was the green corn to cook. Rosnier.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called mutton corn or anything?
No, I never heard it called that.
Okay. What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
Well, a tassel.
That's a tassel?
Yeah.
Okay. And the stringy stuff that comes out of the ear?
That's a silk.
Silk, okay. You have to shuck that off.
It's yellow red. It's silk.
Now, there was that big fruit, big vegetable that you used to make pie out of on Thanksgiving.
Oh, pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
That's not a vegetable. I wouldn't call it a vegetable. I don't want to be cold.
Oh, okay. All right. What about that little small yellow crookneck vegetable?
Oh, that's a squash.
Squash. What type did you have?
We didn't raise squash. We didn't care anything about them. There's different kinds of squash. Long squash or the Mother Hubbard squash. That's the black ones with kind of sculpt around the edge.
Yeah, white folks call those Mother Hubbard squash.
Well, I don't know. I just made them.
Okay, you ever heard of Simlin?
I saw Simlin, yeah, but many years ago. I never spent a long time since I saw Simlin gourd. I never caught the Simlin was gourd. They wasn't squashes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't eat,
the deep gourd, no.
Right. Okay. What kind of melons would you raise?
Well, mushmelon, cantaloupe, watermelons, different kinds of watermelons and all, but lots of different kinds of watermelons.
Uh-huh. Can you give me some of the, you know, the varieties you might have around this area of melons or watermelons, whatever?
Well, I don't know. We used to have, and I already still do, the Alabama sweets. That was a sweet melon. Then they had the,
Was it different? Was it a smaller melon?
It wasn't small. Just a little long melon. It wasn't a real big one. And then big round ones. Iron Mountain melons. I don't know. I don't remember the names of them.
Okay. But you were talking about mushmelons. You got what?
Well, that's just a big mushmelon, like a cantaloupe. You know what a cantaloupe is?
Yeah.
Well, it was just the same thing, only they were big melons.
Uh-huh.
Big melons, called them mushmelons. And they were just a little size, but it was cantaloupes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. What about those little small umbrella-shaped things that used to spring up in a field after a rain?
Mushroom.